Opening credits.
Catholic Novena Prayers for Cancer Patients by Catholic Novenas. Narrated by Catholic Novenas.
Preface. Some time ago, one of our daughters mentioned that she found a small lump on her body. As concerned parents, we said it was probably nothing, but suggested that she see a doctor to have it checked out. As a working wife and mother of two boys, she said that she didn't have time to see a doctor, but would keep an eye on it. Over the next few months, she said that the lump seemed to be getting a little larger, but was not painful. Almost every day when we spoke to her, we begged her to see a doctor, but each time she refused. After about 6 months, we decided to pray a novena for our daughter. Within a week of starting the novena, our daughter called us and said she made an appointment with her doctor. The doctor diagnosed her with small cell cancer and began treatments right away. We continued to pray daily for our daughter, and after 8 months of treatments, the doctor said she was cancer-free. We believe that our novena prayers were answered when our daughter decided to see the doctor. If she'd seen the doctor earlier, they may have caught it before the cancer developed, or may have been easier to treat. For that reason, in every novena, we suggest that you see a doctor before continuing. It may be the answer to your prayers. This book is dedicated to our daughter, Kristen.
Saint Peregrine. Saint Peregrine is traditionally known as the patron saint of cancer. Since his canonization on December 27, 1726, millions of cancer patients have turned to Saint Peregrine for help. Between the years of 1694 and 1726, the Catholic Church attributed more than 300 cures of cancer and other illnesses to Saint Peregrine. Since that time, millions of people throughout the world have recited novena prayers to Saint Peregrine.
Saint Agatha. Saint Agatha was born to a noble family on the island of Sicily in about the year 230 AD. In the year 251, the local governor had a romantic interest in Saint Agatha, but she refused his advances repeatedly. In retaliation, the local governor used the opportunity to put her on trial on the suspicion of being a Christian in an attempt to force her to renounce Christ. However, Agatha continued to rebuff his advances, and as a result, he had her imprisoned, tortured, and ordered that her breasts should be mutilated, crushed, and cut off. After this ordeal, Saint Peter appeared to her in a vision and healed her wounds. Saint Agatha is the patron saint of breast cancer, and her feast day is February 5th. People pray to her for breast cancer cures, breast disease cures, protection against breast cancer, protection against breast disease, protection of single women, healing of rape victims, and many more.
What is a novena? A novena is a devotion practiced by members of the Catholic Church. It is a prayer or set of prayers repeated on successive days, asking for special favors, intentions, or graces. A novena is offered as a sacrifice to God as a sign of devotion. During the recitation of these prayers, the person saying the novena makes a specific request or intention. For most novenas, you offer a prayer or set of prayers on consecutive days to a particular patron saint. And in these prayers, you request that the saint intercede on your behalf, to request that God grants your request. Although there are many cases of people being helped through novenas, there is no guarantee that your request will be answered. For that reason, if you have a medical, legal, or financial problem, you should seek out the services of a fully qualified professional.
It may be the answer to your prayers.
There are many different
Sample complete. Ready to continue?